Good morning. So some of us are in school, and some of us are a little young to be in school, but if I asked you what your favorite subject in school was, what might you say? Yeah, Jonna? Math, all right. Biology, math. And what about for some of us younger ones? Do we like reading time, our coloring time? What's our favorite time? Walton. Art. Oh, I love it. Anyone else? Miss Alice? Yeah, that too. And what about you, Theo?
What?
Yeah, so there's always something fun in the day to do at school. Some of us like math. Some of us like art. Some of us like recess. So I loved history and social studies when I was younger, but recess just might have been my favorite. Going outside, playing on the swings, running around, chasing people, I loved it. So what if you were in class, you were at school, and your teacher said, you know, I know it's supposed to be recess time. I know we're supposed to go outside and play, but we have to do 2 more minutes of math. How would you feel? Yeah, Trey? Yeah. Yeah. That happens. Yeah, so sometimes we have to wait for, you know, to go outside or to play. And sometimes that's frustrating. Sometimes we're a little sad or a little mad about that. Ah, so y'all do chores at the school before you can go outside and play, and you have to do them right or you can't go out. So if we had to wait 2 minutes to go outside to play, and we had to do math during that time, we might be a little frustrated. But what if we had to wait 70 minutes? 7-0. How would we feel about that? Not happy, even if math is the subject you like the most. Yeah, what about you? That's right. Yeah, so 70 minutes is over an hour. We'd have to wait so, so long to get to recess. So that got me thinking a little bit about our scripture today. And in our scripture, there's a group of people kind of like us. And they get taken from their home and brought to a new place. And they're told that they're going to be there for 2 years. 2 years seems like a really long time, right? Yeah. And then they're told, no, not 2 years, but 70 years. Whoa, that's a lot longer than 70 minutes before we can go to recess. And they're not feeling so happy about it. They're kind of sad and frustrated. Yeah. That is some seriously good math as she's trying to figure out the minutes that are in those 70 years. I like that. That's so impressive. And so we're reminded that sometimes, even though we want to go outside and play at recess, that sometimes our teacher knows that we need to do a little extra math before we can go outside. And so we want to be reminded that sometimes when things are really hard, we want to remember that God is there with us, that God knows what we need. And so we want to stay faithful to God and stay faithful to the people around us. So can we put our hands together? And we're going to say a prayer together. Can you repeat after me? Dear God, in the hard times, let us rely on our friends and family and on you. Amen.